In the middle of the South Atlantic, French and Brazilian investigators continue to search for bodies and wreckage from the May 31st crash of an Air France Airbus. They're being assisted by the Brazilian Navy and Air Force and a high-tech American device that is listening for pings from the missing black box. Dick Ahrens is safety editor at Business and Commercial Aviation magazine. He writes a column called Cause and Circumstance about accident investigation and analysis. This is a very tough investigation, Dick Ahrens, involving more than 200 lost lives. For you, from what you've heard about what investigators have found so far, what's the most compelling bit of information in terms of piecing together, you know, the tragic story of what happened here?
I think the information that's come out so far does suggest that the airplane broke up at altitude. The wreckage scatter, that is the distance that they're finding bits and pieces of wreckage and victims, suggest a high-altitude breakup. The key to the investigation will be to determine the sequence of the breakup. That is, why did this airplane come apart and under what circumstances did the failure begin?
Now, you talked about just kind of going back to Sherlock Holmes detective work for this investigation. Investigators have found 50 bodies and some plane wreckage. What do they do with it all to try and piece together the story?
The investigation breaks itself up into teams. You have specialists in forensics and the biophysics of the situation. You've got specialists in aircraft structures and electronics. And they'll each concentrate on whatever can be recovered in terms of information and look for hints and clues. For example, the initial reports on the autopsies suggest that there have been no findings of burns, fire damage. That would suggest that fire is unlikely and explosions are unlikely. On the other hand, these people are demonstrating the types of injuries that we would expect to see in a high-altitude breakup as opposed to an intact airplane that impacted the water.
Can you elaborate a bit more on those kinds of injuries?
Surely. If an airplane breaks up, people are immediately thrust into the airstream. It's a tremendously violent and sudden encounter, but the body tends to stay intact because it's not being hit by other pieces or the living structure of the airplane isn't collapsing on them and things aren't flying about them. So you tend to find intact victims, but with extremities broken and secondary impact damage with the water. The fact that these people are being found relatively intact would suggest it was a structural failure at altitude.
I mean, it's certainly a gory discussion, but is death immediate?
Oh, yes. Yes, absolutely. And in this case, it would have been.
Like in air before they even start descending?
Absolutely. There's a sudden decompression and just the trauma of suddenly being injected into the airstream. Death in most cases would have been immediate.
Dick Ahrens is safety editor at Business and Commercial Aviation magazine. He writes a column about investigating airplane accidents. It's called Cause and Circumstance. Dick Ahrens, thanks very much for explaining this to us.
Marco, thank you.